Major art theft in Boston overnight. Two thieves posing as police officers overpowered museum guards.
Very dramatically said, gentlemen, this is a robbery.
A part of our heritage has been stolen.
This horrible thing occurred in 1990. Everything changed because of that.
Someone on the inside helped the thieves.
From the guys who brought you Missing Maura Murray and Crawl Space.
Empty Frames will be available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts on February 6th.
This show is paid for by Thump Local LLC. The views expressed by the following program are those of the sponsor and are not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Thump Local Live here on WABC Radio this Sunday evening. I am Rich Healy, the RH Factor, untangling the web of digital advertising, and I'm riding solo this evening. Well, not necessarily riding solo. I got my man Crash here with me, thank God. And hopefully Derek will be in soon. He's traveling and stuck, but he's supposed to be coming in soon, so looking forward to that. Wow, it is, you know, the middle, we're already in the middle of January 2018, and it's this pretty exciting so far. Wow, Ron, welcome Ezra Charles Tota. We wanted to get that out of the way. Congratulations to Elisa and also Eric Tota on their baby boy, which was born. Yeah, that's right. That is right. All good stuff for the Wilpon and Tota family, so we're very excited about that. A new addition to the Thump family here, and we are ecstatic about what's going on in 2018. So we have so much to talk about, but we just wanted to get quickly underway with, hey, listen, we are going to thump. First, let's thump our own horn, right? So we've been doing this now for, there you go.
Boom.
Logo.
For, I don't know, 7-8 months on air. And I don't think this is something we don't do it often enough, but we really should. And one of the key things we wanted to talk about tonight for our clients, first of all, thank you. We want to thank our clients for being so loyal to us with a 90% year-over-year client retention rate. So why is that important? What does that mean for businesses out there who are out there looking for a new advertising company, for someone out there to untangle their web of digital advertising? So what that means for you guys is that we are, you know, 90% of our clients are staying with us. So, and factored in there, what we factor in is turnover. Is if you just called us up and you wanted us to do a website, or you just wanted to do a short flight over the course of a certain period, 6 or 8 weeks, a social media flight, or you just wanted to get some videos done, we're actually factoring that in as churn. So if you look at, like, once we're done with your website and you're done and we lost a client, I don't look at it as we lost a client. I look at it like we are done with our program. We're done with our project and, you know, we moved on. So, and they moved on. But we're happy to have them as clients nonetheless. So 90% in the industry. So coming from the big advertising companies out there, you know, the legacy companies, the phone book type companies, and all of these other large type companies that are, you know, mostly outsourcing all of this stuff and the work that they do is probably one of the main reasons why our client retention is so high. So When you're looking to speak to somebody, if you needed a change with any of your marketing program, what happens is with us, you're calling our office, you're calling, speaking to people right here locally in New York City. Stuff gets changed relatively quickly. Website changes, all of that good stuff gets basically changed on a dime. Now, if you're with one of the large companies where I came from, unfortunately, this stuff doesn't work. And here he is. Can we get a hand? Can we get a hand here together for this guy here? Yeah, there he is. Nice, fantastic. How you doing there?
Been better.
Yeah. How was the commute?
Long night.
Wow. This guy's look. He's rubbing. His eyes are all black. He looks like he's. Battling. Tough commute here. So. You all right? Everything's good? Is you alive?
I don't know. God. I got a cold. Trains are delayed. Our pets' heads are falling off. Dumb and dumber.
Pets' heads falling off?
Yep. Everything's just going wrong tonight. But I'm happy to be here in studio.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Dumb? Listen, I actually...
Yes.
Yeah. So, hold on a second.
Yeah, back up and explain that.
What? That our pets' heads are falling off?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, when he comes home and they try to threaten them with basically they rip the bird's heads off, and he thinks that just everything's going wrong, including the pet's head fell off.
No, not the movie.
Wait, what do you want me to explain?
Hold on a second. Are we talking about like Kiss? Yeah, this guy's like biting heads off or what? What's going on here?
No. Wait. What was I supposed to explain?
The pet's head falling off.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Dumb and Dumber.
Oh my God.
It's from the movie.
No, I know, but I think I'm the only one that... Well, no, he got that.
Oh, okay. Is that what you wanted me to explain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did I do a good job explaining it or not, really?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah, it's just a stupid movie quote. But anyways, so yes, here we are. What are we talking about?
Well, listen, we are untangling, as we usually do. We're untangling the web.
Okay.
Right? We had Solo Factor for a minute or two there, which is always good.
That web is... Forever tangled.
Forever tangled. And I just got into the beginning here. So, like, you know, our client, one of the things that I was, you know, thumping our own horn about here was the retention rate of our clients, which is very important to us. So where we have a 90% retention rate of our clients, industry standard is obviously, well, not industry standard, but the reality of it is the industry is probably, you know, in the 50s, if they're lucky, 60s.
Yes.
Where they're only keeping half their clients and churning them year over year because of stuff being done overseas and, you know, really high margins where stuff's not working and the customers, companies are just kind of like too big to get out of their own way. Whereas our flexibility and our nimbleness and our awesome customer service makes it very easy for clients to do business with us and make changes along the way, which is why we have... I'll put our retention rate up against anybody. I mean, I don't care. This is all, you know.
It's definitely one of the things I'm most proud of because it really speaks to the fact that, people are happy with what we're doing. And the other thing that speaks to that fact is that our clients increase their spending with us. They add on more services. They wind up doing more things with us, give us referrals. And, it's those things. And we are very grateful for our great clients. And they're the ones, obviously, that helped us to double the size of the company in 2017, which, we're pretty damn proud of. So thank you. And
may I say on the air here that if you haven't yet followed us on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, I would say make it your business to do so because we have one of the things that Derek and I talked about at the end of last year was that because we had such an amazing year and because we are so blessed and fortunate to, you know, be in the position now that we're in, one of the things that we're going to be doing in 2018, and if you like and share and follow us, you will see we're going to be having a contest of sorts where we're going to be giving a portion of the proceeds every month to a special charity. So, you know, our goal is to obviously get as many people involved as we possibly can. It could be a national charity. It could be you know, a local charity, anything along those lines, as long as we can verify that it is a charity, you know, we'll be making a donation to the portion of the proceeds of for every month. So we'll pick it out of a hat, or we'll figure out something really cool to do where if you go online and you mention that you like a specific charity and you like and share it, that will be considered one, well, let's call it one lottery ticket that we put into the hat, and then we'll be able to pick at the end of the hat. So if you love your charity and your family and friends love your charity, I would say like and share it. If your friends and family like and share it, and we get 10 or 15 likes and shares for that particular charity, there'll be 15 chances that you'll be able to or be likely to win a donation from us for that particular month. Derek, what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And, you know, if there's a charity that you love out there that maybe we don't know about, but it's a great one, please, you know, reach out to us, radio@thumplocal.com. Email us, and you know, we'll check it out, and if it works and we like it as much as you do, we'll add it into the potential mix of you know, places that we'll give to. So
yeah, so many worthy charities out there that, you know, we've been very fortunate, and it's about time that we give back to the community it gives to us. So looking forward to that this year. More to come. Please follow us and stay tuned for that.
Did we talk about Ron being a grandpa?
I did. Okay. I did. We had welcomed Ezra Charles Toda into the world, so that's pretty cool. Ron is a grandpa. Oh my God.
Yeah. He's so much in shock that he's not even here tonight.
He's still shocked. I think he's been so tired from traveling that and changing diapers. So
he's pretty psyched, and he well should be, and we're very happy for him, and obviously his family and everybody's healthy and doing great from what it seems like.
Yep.
So
yep.
Congratulations.
Very exciting.
I like the ambiance in the studio tonight.
Yeah,
it's like the setting the mood here.
Oh my God, Crash did a fantastic job. When we came in here today, it was not like totally bright like the airport that we're used to. It's very. It's like, I feel like Derek and I are going to have like a romantic dinner here tonight.
Yes.
With this.
Maybe some spaghetti we can share.
A little spaghetti.
Under the moonlight of the studio.
Oh my God.
By the way, these headphones, I think they're just for show tonight. I don't know if they're, I don't know what I'm plugged into. I think I'm plugged into like an outlet.
Oh, you want to hear what's going on in here too?
Are these supposed to be working or?
Yeah,
I was just
yeah.
curious. It doesn't really matter. I can hear. Oh, hey, there I am.
It's called volume.
Awesome. Thank you, Crash. You're always saving our.
Thank God for this
bacon
guy
in here.
Oh my gosh.
So
we haven't yet gotten into reviews and social media. So let's touch on that if you will, and how our 2017 basically kind of exploded with these two things.
Yeah, it's just been amazing to see the reviews, the emphasis that. You know, obviously we're putting on to the reviews, but the clients are, you know, very receptive. They understand now everybody out there, whether you're a business owner or just a consumer of products and services, you really don't disagree with us too often when we talk about, you know, everybody's kind of looking at online reviews and making decisions based on that. So because of Review Stars, our online review generation reputation management division, reviewstars.com, we have this great service, basically helps you connect your clients to the places where you want them to leave the reviews. And once you get the great reviews, hopefully, that you're looking for, we're then going to spread that feedback around on a reviews website, on your Facebook page, wherever we possibly can. And the service for our clients has been working tremendously, and the growth, the number of people jumping on board with that has been great. And the social media, it's like, you know, social media has been a big thing for a long time, but I feel like only in the last couple of years the clients, the businesses that we deal with are now really getting focused in on it now, saying, you know what, okay, I gotta get involved. I gotta do my posts. I gotta throw up some pictures. I really should throw up some videos. Put some budget towards paid ads. It's finally now I have to actually do this. Is that a fire alarm?
Is that lightning? Or what the hell was that?
No, that's a phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have a.
Is that your phone?
No, it's.
It's the station hotline.
Yeah. Oh my God, the bat phone.
Is that Ron calling?
I don't know.
All right.
Well, I can't answer.
Just looking. It's a really crazy bright blinking light. It's wow. it's almost a light that says, like, you know, get out.
Right.
So that's why we're just.
Listen, we got a show to do. I'm not going anywhere.
The you RH know. Factor is not going to be taken getting, out of here lately.
A little fire doesn't scare me, God forbid.
All right. Well, it does scare me, but that's okay. So as far as social media goes, you know, more and more clients are coming on board with that. And, yeah, that's where we've seen the most growth. And we're looking forward to 2018. Our prediction is that we're going to see a lot of growth in the way of rich snippets and schema markup on people's and businesses' websites. And that seems to be a place where we need to pay more attention.
So just to get back to social media, and we'll get back into schema markup and that as well, but one of the cool features now with Facebook is this new click-to-call feature that is, you know, Facebook has just, you know, put into effect as well. And so for the most part, we used Facebook primarily, not totally, but primarily to kind of brand the business, right? And one of the cool things that we're able to do now is not only brand that particular business, but also get this client's phone calls with this little, you know, thing that pops up on the bottom of the screen. If you're interested in this business, you can give them a call, and it's basically a click-to-call button,
mm-hmm.
which to me is very exciting. And for our clients, I believe can be a game changer, because now Facebook is not just a place where you could brand your business. It's actually a place where you could actually generate leads, very cost-effective leads, because the targeting is so fantastic and so targeted. Targeting is so targeted. It's exactly what I meant. But targeting is so specific on Facebook that I think that you could probably, you know, get a very, you know, cost-effective cost per lead and a very highly converting phone call.
Yeah, at least you know these ads that are going to be appearing are going to be appearing in front of the people that you really want them to appear in front of.
Right.
You'll use the word target over and over. I'll use appear.
Yeah, appear. And
so the appearance is that, no. They basically, if you want a certain age range, a certain location, a certain people who have certain interests, you know, people who have certain incomes, you can really, like, laser focus your ads to appear in front of these people. And
or even specific job titles. I mean, it gets down to that.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so
yeah, and so like Rich was saying, more traditionally we've seen ads that, you know, you click through to maybe like their page. People can drive more likes, or you click through to a certain kind of web page or specific landing page, or, you know, to open a video or whatever. But now we're seeing, you know, more and more of these ads with the call button. Which is great, because you hit the call button and it opens up the phone and boom, you call the business and there you go. You're off to the races.
Do you think she wants to be on a show?
You invite her?
We always have just celebrities coming through here trying to
that's
get
unbelievable.
On.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so
maybe she wanted an autograph from the RH Factor. We just had somebody burst into the studio
maybe
and look around and burst back out again.
Yeah, but I think she looked at me and then she was like, oh my God, and she ran
it's
out.
Him.
Who knows?
No.
So yeah, so that is a very cool feature now with Facebook, and it's definitely going to be, it'll be a game changer for us to generate, what we'd like to do most is generate nice, qualified, ready-to-buy customers for our particular customers. So.
Yeah, a lot of our clients really, you know, they just want phone calls. You know, that's really at, you know, you kind of can strip away a lot of the things that we do, but the end game for a lot of them is phone calls. But the beginning game, the foundation part of that, you know, for us, which a lot of people, businesses sometimes don't like to hear, is, it really starts with, you know, just some basic building blocks. And, you know, you like to jump ahead, and in some ways, and sometimes you can, by just kind of throwing up a nice landing page and throwing budget at Google search, you can kind of, you know, rush to the front of the line. But over the long term, your strategy should be, you know, kind of with the fundamentals, with your websites, your listings, your reviews, you know, and obviously social media is a big part of that as well.
I think we should take a break and then come back and talk about schema markup.
All right. See you in a few.
If you're a business owner in charge of your company's digital marketing, finding the right company to trust with your digital advertising dollars can be challenging. Not with Thump Local. Thump Local is a rapidly growing digital marketing agency. They're so confident in their work, instead of driving you directly to their website, they want you to check out their reviews for yourself. Google Thump Local. That's T-H-U-M-P Local. Call 516-796-0009 or just send an email to radio@thumplocal.com to set up a free consultation.
All Platinum Pest Control has been serving New York and New Jersey residential and commercial clients happily for over 20 years. Now, their uniformed technicians are highly trained and are fully licensed and insured. With prompt, reliable, and personal service, they become New York's premier pest control service. Now, with a customer service guarantee, you can't go wrong. We won't rest until we get rid of your pest. Don't wait. Call now. 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. That's 718-710-9982 or visit them at allplatinumpestcontrol.com. You'll be glad you did. Barn Truck Rental, the premier truck, cargo, van, trailer, and towing company serving New York since 1939. They're centrally located conveniently in Woodside, Queens, and in Elmhurst. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Give them a call, 718-426-7039, or visit them at www.barntruckrental.com, and if you say you heard them on WABC 770, first-time customers get 15% off. So, what are you waiting for? Go to barntruckrental.com or give them a call at 718-426-7039. And first-time customers get 15% off when you mention you heard them on WABC.
Hey, and we're back, everybody. Loving this lovely elevator music. Really, it fits with the ambiance of the studio.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Very nice. My mood is better. My pets' heads are no longer falling off now that I'm settled in. We did want to get into, we touched on it a little bit earlier, but we did want to touch on it some more, and it's definitely a weird word.
Weird words is going to be very weird. Very, very weird. Very, very, very weird.
So, yes, schema markup. S-C-H-E-M-A, markup, schema. It's probably something, if you haven't really heard about, you probably hear about it more and more from web developers and people in our industry. It's pretty much, you might also hear it referred to as rich snippets, and it's just a term used to describe structured data markup that web developers can add to pages, which helps search engines better understand the information that's contained. So, schema, yes, go ahead.
So to make it simple for people out there who don't understand this, it's really kind of just the way that we tag a specific page to make it more relevant, would mm-hmm. you say?
Yeah, it's like a special way to optimize a web page to clarify and verify to the search engine that the data that's there is basically, you know, very clearly displayed so that they can match it up more
easily with the search that somebody's doing.
Exactly, yeah. So, and it, you know, it just happens on the back end, and you go page by page, you know, doing these rich snippets, doing the schema markup, and the nice thing about it is that it really does give you an edge. If you do this to your site or to your landing pages, it's going to give your pages and your website an edge in coming up in search results, because it's a super high percentage of sites out there that don't have schema. So when you're looking across the lay of the land as a search engine and you say, all right, there's 10 people in this industry, they do similar things, they're at a similar location, they have great websites, they have good reviews, they're up on social media, you know, and so on and so forth, but only one of them has proper schema markup and we can really then trust the results a little bit more, and so therefore it might get served up a greater amount of times than the other ones.
So, and one of the other things that, you know, I wanted to ask you, and maybe you can clarify for people, because maybe at this point, everybody's heard of the Echo Dot or Google Home. How will this, the world is always changing, right? So the way people look for stuff and the way people order stuff and is forever changing and changing very rapidly. How will the schema markup help those businesses be more relevant in searches like that?
Well, yeah, so the prediction is that, I mean, so voice search on, you know, whether it's on your phone or on your, you know, your Alexas or however you're doing your voice searches is really increasing. You know, every single day it seems to be going up and up and up. And the thing when you're searching for a local business, you're really only getting like, you know, one or two search results. So therefore, if you're set up properly with schema markup and rich snippets, you know, it would make sense to me that you would then more likely be the one or two within that one or two search results for some search term that's relevant to the information that's on your webpage. So as the voice search continues to increase, I think the importance of, you know, schema markup, rich snippets, all that stuff is probably going to increase as well. And, you know, feel free to reach out to us. We can kind of help walk you through it and just help you implement it and set it up. Our number is 516-796-0009 because Ron's not here, but 516-796-0009.
0009.
I don't want to screw that up.
Exactly. And, you know, before we end today's show, I would be remiss, now that we mentioned Ron having a granddaughter, if I didn't congratulate my daughter, Juliana Healy, for not only getting into, we just got this whole thing, wait till your kids get to high school, it's pretty exciting, but she just got back and she got into 3 scholars programs at St. Joseph by the Sea, St. Joseph Hill, and then also Zavarian, all great high schools, if you know high schools in Staten Island and Brooklyn, and full scholarship. So,
wow.
Congratulations to her. We're very, very proud of her.
That's huge.
Not to mention that, what a tremendous opportunity for her. So excited for that.
Great job. That is good to hear. So on that note, congratulations. Great work there. And don't forget to check out thumplocal.net to check out all of our work and the different services that we do. Of course, you can email radio@thumplocal.com. But we always urge everybody just to do yourself a favor. If you're wondering about Thump Local and the kind of work that we do, just Google Thump Local. Check out our reviews. Check out what we do.
And don't forget, now's the time. If you haven't yet followed us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you got to do so. And not only like and share, but tell us your favorite charity. It's very important to us. We want to hear from you.
Have a good night, everybody.
This program was sponsored by Thump Local LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.
Major art theft in Boston overnight. 2 thieves posing as police officers overpowered museum guards.
Very dramatically said, gentlemen, this is a robbery.
A part of our heritage has been stolen.
This horrible thing occurred in 1990. Everything changed because of that.
Someone on the inside helped the thieves.
From the guys who brought you Missing Maura Murray and Crawl Space.
Empty Frames will be available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts on February 6th.